Good morning and welcome to yet another Blessed Tuesday. And like I mentioned earlier, if you're just tuning in for She Speaks for this morning, my name is Marianne Alexander. I'm your host. My guest today is none other. It was long and awaited. And we said, listen, we had to make this one so special because, you know, so many people, she has touched so many lives through so many different ways and means. And sometimes she does it so effortlessly. You know, I don't think I've ever seen her angry. I had to say that to her already. So it's Mrs. Evelyn Lagar. Some of you will know her through Hattis Hard Restaurant. And like I said, the younger generation may know her through probably her children. She's got some children that are very active. Charlene, of course, in the designing and Taboo Carnival. And her son, of course, is now attached to CDF. So this is our guest this morning. So help me to say welcome. And it's such an honor to have you this morning, Auntie Evelyn.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. And welcome. Welcome, yes. welcome. Long awaiting. I mean, we were waiting for an opportunity like that where we could have had someone who is, you know, it's not a politician, it's not a lawyer, it's not a, you know, it's not no activist. It's just an ordinary lady that's been impacting lives ordinarily for so many years. Welcome.
Thanks again.
Right. So we normally start up because a lot of people know, yes, that, but we want to know, I personally, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to know a lot about what was your growing up like? What was it like? Where did you grow up? What was it like growing up? What were some of the things that you enjoyed? What was the household like? What was mom and dad? Well, if there was mom and dad or just mom or just dad, you know, what was it like?
For me, Evelyn, this little girl, growing up nicely, went to Ave Maria Girls, infant.
Okay, then.
From there, I did my stint at the Interpol Junior Sec back then in the days. From there, playing a big woman, decided, you know what, I want to go to school again.
Right.
So I literally left Interpol on my own, Form 2. Term 2.
You did?
And that's where the story started.
Oh, gosh. Well, hold on. We're getting into the meat of that just now because that's an interesting story.
Yes.
Brothers, sisters, growing up siblings.
Yes.
When you decided to do that, what was the reaction home?
Oh, mom couldn't take this thing. It's like, what are you doing? Yeah, but the pressure was on a bit. But hey, we all have our life story.
Right, right.
And I'm one of those. I openly speak about my life story.
That is important.
Because you can really impact on somebody. You'll be surprised the amount of young people who look up to you and go like, okay, so the lady went through that. Monsieur, I'm wondering what if I were to do it? But you know what? I keep saying to people, life is meant to live. You're going to do nonsense along the way, but there's a positive side. You try to stay focused.
Absolutely.
And that's my mean. I always say that to my children.
Right.
We're going to falter.
Right. But so you were growing up, right? You left school.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get into all of that in a while. But like growing up, how many brothers and sisters?
One sister, two brothers. Yes.
Okay. Four and of us. You all grew up together?
Yes, we all grew up same house. That's correct.
Same house.
Mm-hmm.
In that household, what was it? What were you, the middle, the first, the second?
I'm the first.
You're the first.
I'm the first.
So you're the eldest.
Yes.
Having to deal with your younger
your siblings. Yeah.
And you trying to make that correction from time to time. What was the unity like in the home?
for me, at home, we were just fine. It's just, like I say, you figure, oh, you're okay. Are you called a big woman?
Yes.
You want to do, and you know, mommy ain't going to fall for that.
Right.
You got to hold up your weight. And
what part of St. Lucia did you grow up?
The Latok area. Not too far from the restaurant.
From the restaurant.
That's correct.
So you're right.
The next lane, right.
Oh, this is amazing. Wow.
That's how I was able to meet my sweetheart.
Oh, gosh. We get into that in a bit. Let me tell you about it. We absolutely want to go into that because quite a lovely union and the strength that we see coming from you and this gentleman as well, the support, the way that you guys relate.
We behave like...
Like you know, like, okay then.
So my children go like, the two of you. Like, go like, eh, eh.
Yeah.
We're in love. What is it?
That is what it is. You're
understand. That's what it is.
But let's take a break from our sponsors, and when we come back, we'll talk about what happens from that moment when you decided to drop out of school, and what was the course that went on with your life, and today, look at you.
Yep.
You know, oh boy, I'm interested. Seriously. This is interesting this morning. Guys, you need to get somebody to listen this morning. Miss Evelyn Lagore is our guest. Good morning. Hey, I look my guests already, my listeners already saying good morning to you. So, Anne from Entrepreneur says good morning. So, a word from our sponsors. It's GK Insurances. The agent here in St. Lucia is EC Global Insurance Agency, and they carry the Angel Advantage plan.
They're not just angels on the road. They are angels off-road, too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
Back. It's She Speaks for yet another. It's the final one actually for this year, 2019. And then we're going to, yes, you are. You're wrapping up there this time around. And then we resume again in January. So Auntie Evelyn is in my company. Quite interesting. Auntie Evelyn was just about to tell us what happened, because from Form 2, she decided this was not for her. Form 2, Entrepreneur,
junior sec at the time.
And you decided, that's not for me. That's not working out. What were some of the things that led you to make that decision back then? What were some of the things that was not really sitting well with you? What was really going on with you at the time, mentally?
For one, yes, you get up, get dressed, go to school. And I'm like...
The routine.
It's the routine. But to be honest, I cannot pinpoint as to what exactly led me to... There's a myriad of stuff, mm-hmm. you know, and I went like, okay, you know what? I ain't going to school again.
Right.
Which was not the right thing to do, but I right. did it anyway.
Right.
But by then,
I was liking
Julian. Every time you see this boy, you go like, and your mother on your back giving you licks. Yeah. Sometimes you just by the road speaking, know. You know.
Just like, wait to see Julian.
One broomstick lash in your back for what?
So
if you're beating me, that means you're beating me for something good. Yes. And I was what? I was about 12, 13. Girl like to see boy.
Right. And what was going on in Julian life at the time? What was he? He was from the community, or was he at school?
From the area.
From the area.
Yes, not too far from Hadesad, same area.
Right, right.
And his father had a business.
Mm-hmm.
And the father said, you know, after a while, take it on because, you know, you're my son, just... But by then, that's when I came in the picture.
You were there, right.
Yes.
So back then, when you decided to drop out of school and all of that, you was just seeing this boy and you're getting those little butterflies and those little things.
Girlfriend, tell me about it.
You know, and you're going and stand up. I know it. I used to ride a bicycle, go all the way back there just to see one and he passing on a bus. And my grandmother picked up on it, of course.
Yes, yes.
You know, they have a way of picking up on that. But what was the reaction home? How did mom deal with it?
Well, it was rough, I must admit. It's only like they say, when you get older, you understand what you were doing.
Right.
You know?
What was her reaction? What did she do? Did she decide, some people would say, oh, well, you want to play big, you want to jump out of school, get out of my house?
Yes.
It was something
I literally
like
had to leave, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I went down to Sufra by my aunt, spent some time. But you know, your boy will come and look for you, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Until, you know, I mean, things about
town. So you were wrapped up in this emotional zone at this time. And that is all you were seeing. That is all you were seeing. And we have young
people. Left, Carton right. That's what I see.
Right. And we have young people who are actually probably experiencing that sort of
this is why I always say to myself, you need to speak to the young ones. You'll be surprised at the stories that you get. And it's not their fault. We all need someone to listen to us.
Right.
We all go through issues, you know.
So at what point in time did the grounding take place? Because here you are, around 13, 14, mm-hmm. Dropped out of school, had to leave home because mommy decided she was not having that.
Mm-hmm.
Move on down to, but there's this gentleman, this young man in the picture. Mm-hmm. And seems to have been at the time the focal point for you. As a young person, and what happened then after you moved?
What happened was, since I moved to Sufra by my aunt, because mm-hmm. I mean, you need a safe zone,
right?
I spoke with him. He spoke to his dad about me coming to live at their house. Because
he did?
Yes, the father.
Oh, well, you
my father-in-law,
a responsible young man at that time.
That's correct.
Okay.
Yes. Oh. Spoke to his dad, my father-in-law. Mm-hmm. He said, okay, if you really like to go, bring her in.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And we took it from there.
Wow.
Yes, and knowing me, the girl who likes to always be at it, mm-hmm. finding something to do, you know, the ambition.
You always had that, not
yes, less. Yes. And for me, I had Charlene very young as well. I had Charlene like, what, 15 and a half? Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep.
Wow.
Charlene is now 35.
Right.
Yeah, so you can see how long this relationship has been.
Right.
I say to people, if you really love someone, do what's right.
But that person have to also have that level of appreciation.
You need to be on par with each other, yes.
We have a lot of, and that's what I say, a lot of young people, we have a lot of unbalanced sort of situation where they may be in love, but the other party is not on that level. So you have to know the difference. Because had him not been on that same page with you, it would have been a different story.
Yep.
I must admit,
I've got a darling of a hussy.
Oh,
I must admit, yes.
Wonderful. So yes. Your first child at 15 and a half, and by that time, what were you
doing? No, right after this, you know, you want to get a job, mm-hmm. but everybody wants experience.
Qualified,
yes.
And experienced people.
Where do you get that at 16, 16 and a half? No.
Right.
So you send in applications, and we'll call you when we're ready. And one morning I said, you know what, June? I can't deal with this. So it's at that point, since he had a little grocery shop,
mm-hmm.
I moved in with him.
Right.
So you sell a little can of corned beef, you do your sugar, your flour.
Right.
And as I was, and back in the days, we had the banana shed, at the shed, sorry.
Right.
So what I used to do, prepare some baked akras, because you have the vans coming down all night long.
Okay.
So we would stay up late to get the sales, you understand, the coffee, the, and we did the grocery shop for about, for average of what, about 5-6 years?
Mm-hmm.
Then I said to him, you know what, we had the Shell depot right next door to us.
Mm-hmm.
So my husband used to be the boatman, mm-hmm. get the captain on board, bring the staff down and stuff. So I said, you know what, I can cook food, I'll cook, because I spoke to the guys working at Shell back then. They said, Evelyn, once you do it, we'll patronize.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it just took off. So you sell a plate of food, like $5. You go to the supermarket, buy more stuff, prepare for next day. And look at how they start today. Yeah, it's amazing.
At what point did you realize that the transition was made from just that little conversation with you and the guys from the shed and the guys from Shell, and say, I go sell my food for y'all, come and buy my food. At what point did it elevate it to what it is today?
From there, what we used to do as well on a Saturday, the seafood, so all the roast fish, mm-hmm. the octopus and stuff, we realized we're looking across because people who come by the bay to get the fish.
And that was still part of the grocery shop as well. You
That's
still had
correct.
The grocery shop, and that
yes.
was the little things you did extra.
Right.
Great.
And eventually I said to Drew, you know what, let's change this around. Let's go full-fledged restaurant. So, you know, you got to go get the license, make sure you have everything in place.
And he was always supportive. He never questioned.
That's the one thing about Drew. I will come up with the idea,
uh-huh.
and he said, look, if that's what you see, you know, so they give you this foot in that look. You're in charge.
Wow.
That's I feel very good about, I must admit.
Right.
And we took it up from there. Then we started doing little caterings on the outside. So you have a party, you want some stuff done. I get it done, eh? And like I said earlier, the one thing is to be focused. Stay focused. There's nothing that's saying you cannot.
Right.
This is why I always say that, look, I don't like to use the word if. Or maybe, just do it. Life in itself is a risk. Just take it and run with it. Because if you sit and contemplate, hey, you might just change your mind. But that's an opportunity you lost. Just got to pick up and move. And I've always trained my children to do this.
What? But I mean, developing such a lovely clientele, and further to that, even today, the kind of respect that you garner from persons who interact with you, who have patronized your business for years, and you know, you have matured into this respectable person that yeah. everybody knows and loves. Did you have challenges in terms of when you were making that transition? Because there's a certain stigma, for want of a, well, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
You know, in growing up, and especially back then, young girl, 15 and a half, leave school, drop out of school, leave her mother's house, go and pick up a man. You know, that kind of vibe. Get pregnant. Did you have to deal with any of this stigma during the time that it was happening? And was it something that you had to work hard to change the perception? And
I had to really work hard on it. Because it's like you rightly said, young girl, people look at you, it's like, you leave your mother home, look at you. And so you need to prove them wrong. So you must work on yourself and work harder. The word there is hard, work harder. Because people will say, and people are not just saying, they're saying what they see. Mm-hmm. Yes. And I said to people now that, look, if I had to do it all over and it would end up this way, I would do it again. Is that people tell me, I get it married, I go like, look, it's what you put into it, you're going to get out of it. You know, we keep blaming it on different aspects when the issue is right in our face. Mm-hmm. Sort it out. Do what you have to do.
What would you say, though, to the stereotyping? Because at the time you were dealing with it, you actually had to deal with it. And I'm sure it was
not a nice feeling.
It was not a nice feeling. So what would you say? I wouldn't say, I would leave for what you have to say to other person who may have found themselves in that position that you had found yourself in. But for now, how would you address persons who are inclined to be judgmental, to hold that stigma against someone? And if that someone isn't strong enough to overcome it, it might become detrimental for them, because if they are not able to stay focused like you, mm-hmm. and they are hearing everything that they are hearing,
yeah, that's
where they have to deal with all of this stigmatization from John Public. What would you say to John Public now in dealing with persons who may have found themselves in situations like that?
For me, well, put it this way. Number one, like I said, it's not a nice feeling for anyone to go through this. Mm-hmm. We're all subject to our feelings, you know. This is where the depression comes in.
Right.
This young girl, exactly. She needs, give a listening ear. Now, my husband always said to me, like, you're mother of sorrow, like you take on everybody's stress. But I always said to him, look, there's that one person out there that wants you to listen to them. And by listening to them, you will just change them around. Because we all have our weaknesses and our strengths. Where I may be strong, you're weak. Mm-hmm. So the onus is on, you know, being each other's keeper, you know. I dislike seeing people is like coming down on you, and it's like, come on. What are you doing to me? You're damaging me. But do I need that now? If you know somebody who needs to help you, you encourage them. Don't discourage.
Do you think that has contributed to the personality and the character that you now have? Because you seem to be
yes,
an open hand.
Yes.
You'll be the auntie, even there, no money, I'm hungry.
And you will
come
eat.
Come and eat, darling. Come and eat.
That's correct. You know? That is just me.
And yeah. Do you think that contributed to you?
I will say yes. Because, you know, it's like where you came from to where you are now. I go like, the good Lord alone knows.
Right.
Yes.
Tell me about your skill, your cooking skills, and how, because it you definitely made a name for yourself in terms of your hair, even now, and your food. People are always talking about that sort of homegrown sort of feeling, yeah. when you have a meal from Hardy's.
I usually use the phrase that you prepare a meal that you know you will eat.
Ah, okay.
Then. I like using this. So don't do any halfway stuff and tell people, no. That's where quality comes in. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you a big plate of food, but it has no taste. What is this?
Yeah.
You want to know when you finish eating, you go like, wow. And if, well, not just me, but the average business persons in that field do just what you're supposed to do nicely, mm-hmm. your customers just come in, come right. in, come in. Because people want standard. Mind you, they're going to pay for the meal, but they want something of standard. And I keep telling people in the same field as me, I do that one-on-one sometimes with a few business people. That they complain. I say, look, if you continue doing it this way and it's not working, change it around.
And imagine that. Mm-hmm. This is from a person that is self-taught. Yeah. So you believe that when you're cut out for something, you cut out
for it? Yeah, you cut for it. And I must say, even after, Charlene, my firstborn, mm-hmm. what I did, because I believe in, you need to get the knowledge. So what I did, I went to NRDF, I did a few courses.
Ah, all right then.
I went to SAFA, I did about two business courses at SAFA. So, because you must equip yourself with the knowledge.
Right.
You know?
And the changing times as well.
That's correct.
So you did not just decide, okay, fine, and I'm into business and it's working, okay. So I'm just going to be laid back.
You must have a black and white piece of paper up your hand.
Yes.
It's important.
You have to get yourself
yes.
on par.
Yep, you must.
That is a vital piece of information.
And I love doing, you know, cake decorating. I do different courses. So it's like, you keep yourself active as well. So something new come up, you want to try it, you do it. Just remember I said earlier, I don't like to use the word if or I cannot. You just can do it, just do it.
Just do it. Just get it.
You want to do a course in, I saw as well. That's where Charlene got the talent from.
Oh, Charlene, come on now.
Yes.
That's where Charlene make my next outfit.
Charlene got the talent from.
Give Charlene a break and you're going to have to make my next outfit.
Yes, Charlene. And I said she's doing well, very well.
Absolutely
yeah.
well. She's mm-hmm. just moved along and well. You know, wow. So you actually passed that on to her?
Funny enough, back in the days when she was at the convent, mm-hmm. Charlene isn't like real artistic.
Right.
So she would sketch the outfit. So I said to her, after she left SAFA, I said, look, you're going to be home. Eh? Mm-hmm. That's what you like doing, okay? Fair enough. Then she moved to Barbados. No, that's before she went to Barbados. She was just home. I said, look, if you like sketching, I think it's only fair that you learn to sew as well. She was like, oh, mommy, no. You know what I had to do? I went to, is it NELP? National Enrichment Learning Program.
Right.
I went to the office. I picked up a form. I said to the lady at the counter, I need a form. I want to learn to sew. That's not true at all. That was a challenge. I took the form. I brought it home. I told her, look, fill this up for me and give it to me. I went, paid the cost, and she ended up doing it. I say, you cannot be sketching and somebody else making the outfit. You can make both monies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And she was really, I wouldn't say mad, but she was a bit annoyed at me. But I said, no. And look at that today.
Exactly.
Charlie is a top fashion designer.
That's right.
This is why I say, look, you have the opportunity to do it, just do it.
Right.
And that's your passion, just do it.
And your son also. Your son is now attached to the CDF. He's also very artistic and very, very much involved and very, you know. So
yes. And Toiler.
Right.
Toiler's the middle one.
The middle one.
Yes,
right.
Toiler works with, Toiler's with government.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And you didn't do just, bad at all.
No, I did pretty well.
They said, knock on wood.
They But the funny thing, with a mother like me, you would have to.
That's what I was about to ask. If one of them had decided they wanted to drop
out. So that's why I understand how my mom felt.
Okay.
Yes. It was not a nice feeling, like I said, but hey, to each his own.
Right.
That's probably the road I had to take.
Probably was.
To be where I'm on today.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is.
That's what it was. Let's take a word from our sponsors. When we come back, we're taking a little rounding up from you as to, you know, how we want to inspire other young people out there, to achieving their goals and, you know, life, what life throws at them. GK Insurances, the agents here in St. Lucia, EC Global Insurance Agency.
Men are not just angels on the road. They are angels off road too. GK Insurance, through its agents, EC Global Insurance Agency, brings you Angel Advantage Plus. Get a level of coverage, support, and added value worthy of the high standard you set yourself every day. Contact us today at 451-3244. Angel Advantage Plus from EC Global Insurance Agency plus GK Insurance. Our strength is on your side.
And it's listening. listen, man, half hour goes by so quickly when you're having such fruitful conversations. So almost time for us to wrap up, 3 minutes left. Before you leave, I mean, what would you say to other young people that is listening, young ladies in particular, who probably would have found themselves in a situation like yourself and is battling that, you know, going through that battle? How did you stay focused? How did you manage to stay focused? Because you keep saying stay focused, but how were you able to stay focused and today achieve all the things that you achieved?
For me, I would advise any young lady, you have an issue, feel free to speak to someone, because you cannot do it on your own. You know you have the problem. Feel free, speak to someone you figure you confide in, that, look, I need help. Because too many times, we know we have the problem, but in denial.
Yes. Or sometimes for fair too, because some people are so not trustworthy, they say.
Yeah. But, like I said, we need to be each other's keeper. Mm-hmm. I was once there. Mm-hmm. When you look at my three children, you go like, okay, that lady went through so much. But hey, tell yourself positive attitude is one. Because if you want to get along, you must have a positive attitude. Don't let anybody make you feel lesser than your worth. You know your worth. You have this, how you call it, your self-esteem to carry. You carry it high. I said to people, look, you need to be admired. But you must hold up yourself in order for people to admire. Say like, wow, this young man or this young lady really keeping up nicely. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And it doesn't matter what journeys, what path life has taken you along. You cannot allow it to define.
Not at all. You just got to say, look, I was there. I need to get out of this box. I need help. Get the help. There's help.
Wow.
There's help. And like I said, for me, well, from today on, most people will have an idea of my life story. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but quite a few people I come across, hey, I speak openly about it.
You've shared it.
Because you can inspire someone. They say, Monsieur, if the lady went through that, I can get out of mine.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's the point. Mm-hmm. That's the idea.
Yep.
And we are so appreciative of you sharing your amazing, real story with us this morning. Yes. And I'm sure there's a lot of young people out there who needed to hear this story.
Was it last
morning.
Monday? I did this interview with the at the St. Joseph's Convent, because it's business month. Mm-hmm. And I had a business class to speak with. And they're like, the lady used something else, the lady. And I say, because...
You can connect.
Yeah,
you connect with them.
Yeah. I said 5 years from now, when you see, like, oh, look, the lady
spoke
to us.
That's right.
Yeah, we can help out each other, and it's only fair that we do this.
Exactly.
Life is meant to live. Why hate upon each other? That's not nice.
Absolutely.
I have an issue with you. I will tell you how I feel about it, but I'm not your enemy.
Absolutely.
I'm one who speaks my mind.
Right, and you should appreciate that.
Absolutely. This is Evelyn.
That's right. And Evelyn, time is definitely out.
Oh, yes.
But we are grateful that we're able to get you in before we wrap up this year. And you are our final for this year, and we appreciate it so much. Thank you so much for your story. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your food. Thank you for
It was nice being here.
Absolutely.
Yes. Lovely experience.
Absolutely. Yes. Have a good one. And we hope, you know, future-wise, we'll have more forums that is going to engage persons like you, because it's real stories like these that could resonate with people that are dealing with real issues like these that is going to make the difference. So thank you again. So that's it, guys. That's it for She Speaks for this year. Oh, my God.
Yes.
That's it for the whole year. All right. But we'll resume again, God willing, in January. So make sure you stick around. There's there's a lot more St. Lucian ladies out there that could inspire us through their stories. And we are looking forward to you. If you have anybody in mind, please feel free to make suggestions to us as well. Info at rcistlucia.com. Or some of you be probably call or just walk in and and, you know, make suggestions to us of some women that you believe had stories that could help to inspire others. Thank you so much to all our listeners. Thank you very much to our sponsor, GK Insurances, EC Global Insurance Agents here in St. Lucia. Thank you for believing in this program and what it aspires to do. And we hope that you're going to be rejoining us and coming back with us in the new year again. And hopefully we'll get some more sponsors and we could extend this to more than just half hour and have a real good chat with some of these amazing St. Lucian women. All right, so that's it for She Speak For It today and for this year.